Why seminary? What would you say is the most important thing a student can gain from seminary and institute? When a group of seminary students asked the commissioner of the church educational system, Elder Paul V. Johnson of the 70, the same question, he answered that the most important thing you could gain is the real testimony that Jesus is the Christ, the understanding that the real knowledge is the spiritual knowledge. It's what comes from the Holy Ghost to our souls individually. That's the most powerful truth, the most powerful thing that can come out of seminary and institute. It doesn't just change what you know. It changes who you are, and it changes how you look at the world. And that kind of higher education helps to make your other education complete. A Higher Education, New Era, April 2009, page 15. Elder Johnson is one of the many general authorities who have spoken about the wonderful blessings that come from attending seminary and institute. So if you're wondering why you should go to seminary, here are more good reasons from prophets and apostles. Sidebars. Participate in seminary. Seminary will help you to understand and rely on the teachings and atonement of Jesus Christ. You will feel the Spirit of the Lord as you learn to love the Scriptures. You will prepare yourselves for the temple and for missionary service. Young people, I ask you to participate in seminary. Study your Scriptures daily. Listen to your teachers carefully. Apply what you learn prayerfully. President Thomas S. Monson, participate in seminary. Seminary.lds.org. Lay a foundation for happiness and success. The seminary programs will help you as a young man or woman to lay a foundation for happiness and success in life. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, now is the time to serve a mission. Ensign, May 2006, page 88. Learn the truths of the gospel. I wish every boy and girl could go to seminary, because that is where they learn many of the truths of the gospel. Seminary is where many of them get their ideals settled in their minds about what they are going to do, and they go on missions. President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985. President Kimball speaks out on being a missionary, New Era, May 1981, page 49. Give it priority. Students, if your values are in place, you will not hesitate to forego an elective class that may decorate your life in favor of instruction which can hold together the very foundation of it. Then, once enrolled, attend, study, and learn. Persuade your friends to do the same. You will never regret it. This I promise you. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Agency and Control. Ensign, May 1983, page 67. Invite blessings into your life. I am grateful for the seminary system in the church and for the institute program of the church. I want to urge every high school student here to take advantage of the seminary program. Your lives will be blessed the greater if you do. President Gordon B. Hinckley, 1910 to 2008. Excerpts from recent addresses of President Gordon B. Hinckley. Ensign, December 1995, page 67. Discover three things seminary can do. There are three powerful things seminary can do. First, it puts young people together who share the same values. Youth like to be with others who share their faith and who love the Scriptures. Second, it puts youth together with the teacher who has a testimony, and they can feel the fire of it when it is born. Third, seminary gets young people into the Scriptures. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, A Discussion on Scripture Study, Ensign, July 2005, page 25. Be a seminary graduate. Regularly attend seminary and be a seminary graduate. Seminary instruction is one of the most significant spiritual experiences a young man and woman can have. President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994, to the youth of the noble birthright, Ensign, May 1986, page 44. To the young women of the church, Ensign, November 1986, page 82. End of the article, Y Seminary,